A five-man panel of Nigeria's highest court said it was convinced the militant leader, Mujahide Kubasar, is a threat to national security and cannot be granted bail. The Supreme Court supported earlier decisions by two lower courts to deny Asare bail over security fears. Festus Keyamo, attorney for the detained militant leader, challenged the verdict and accused the Supreme Court of acting well beyond its reach.
We totally disagree with the reasoning that led to that judgment. The Supreme Court went beyond even the frontiers and the precincts of the appeal. What was before the Supreme Court did not include those issues that they included in their judgment. The Supreme Court was scavenging for reasons to support the decision of the Court of Appeal. And in an appeal, you don't scavenge for reasons. You restrict yourself to the reasons given by the Court of Appeal.
Several armed groups responsible for attacks on oil facilities and workers have demanded the release of Asare, who has been detained since September 2005. A supporter of the detained militant leader, who gave his name as Prince Charles, told VOA the continued detention of Asare can only lead to increased tensions in the region.
In fact, this will aggravate it the more. I believe we are coming on Wednesday for the High Court again. After the Wednesday, if they don't release him, I'm petting you. I'm petting you. You will not, you live to hear that. Atrocities is happening in the Niger Delta area. In fact, the president, you are so-called Yar'Adua, will have it hot in this state. We will not relent. We will fight with our last drop of blood.
The new governors of Nigeria's three main oil-producing states, Rivers, Bayelsa, and Delta, have also called for the release of Asare. More than 100 foreigners have been taken hostage in the region since January. Most of them were freed after their employers paid ransom. Asare is due in court next Wednesday for the continuation of his trial. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.